slide. Our faculty continue to make the news with their discoveries and innovations. Jason Lee, director of the UIC Electronic Visualization Lab, was recently featured on the Nova series for PBS. If you haven't yet toured the EVL, I highly recommend it. Jason is a pioneer in avatar technology. Slide 7. I'm cautiously optimistic, that our enrollment will exceed the 27,300 students that entered UIC in the fall of 2010. Let's all cross our fingers. Slide number 8. During my brief presentation in June, I noted the continuing accomplishments of our excellent student body as well as alumni. I am delighted to report to the board that the pharmacy student chapter of the American Pharmacists Association, this is the Academy of Student Pharmacists, received the National Patient Care Award, the association's highest student award. The award recognizes their extraordinary efforts at education and outreach. I'm in the classroom. A little dangerous, right? No. The students were wonderful. I'm teaching about global issues. Anyway, I want to also congratulate our first class of students who completed the recently approved Global Learning Campus Certificate Program. The program offers our students the chance to fulfill many of their general education requirements by taking courses about different regions of the world and issues that face humanity. As I said earlier, I have two students with me today, one of whom participated in the Global Certificate Program. I'd like to invite them to come forward and speak to the board and welcome you. The first student is, where are they? Yeah, they're very quiet. Yolanda Onat and Rashida Kanbe. News and views from UIC.
Hi, my name is Rashida Kanbe. I'm 21 and a recent graduate from the UIC Department of Performing Arts and Theater. I'm here to share some news and views. We are very lucky to have such an experienced and outstanding group of faculty. Professor Yasin Piankoff worked on the new Steven Soderbergh movie, Contagion, and what could be a better indicator of the value of our faculty members than their involvement in the pulse of the nation's culture? The department held a music advocacy town hall just yesterday to discuss how music advocacy can complement music education as a key component to the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic UIC Jazz Academy in order to ensure music and all arts education continues to be a part of our city, state, and nation's curriculum. And as an alumna myself, I'm very excited when UIC alumni do well after they graduate. Lucas Neff, a 2008 graduate from the UIC Theater Department, is a star of the television sitcom on Fox called Raising Hope. The show got an early renewal and looks to be a hit. How exciting is that?
I'm Alejandra Onat, an undergraduate student majoring in psychology in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. As far as news and views from the Department of Psychology, I can point out to several amazing faculty members and their accomplishments. Dr. Jamie Reutman was awarded a prestigious Brain Research Foundation grant for her proposal to study the lasting effects of adolescent alcohol consumption on choice behavior and the neural circuitry of decision making. Susan R. Goldman, co-director of the UIC Learning Sciences Research Institute and distinguished professor of liberal arts and sciences, psychology, and education, has been elected to membership in the National Academy of Education, one of only 200 nationwide. And Juliana Foss, who graduated this past May summa cum laude with the highest distinction in psychology, received a Fulbright Award for Advanced Study in Canada. Our department is very lucky to have such incredible mentors and teachers.
The big question for me now is, what am I going to do with a degree in theater? Since graduation, I have been signed to Naked Voices Talent Agency. This agency is a heavy hitter for voiceover work in Chicago for radio, industrial, TV, and film. Since being signed, I have auditioned for McDonald's, Dove, and U.S. Cellular. I recently booked a national radio commercial for U.S. Cellular, which will air in 20 cities, including Chicago. In addition to pursuing a career in performance, this year I am launching my Fear to Fierce Empowerment course, which empowers women in their thinking by breaking down their barriers to change with infectious movement and conversation.
I aspire to be a plastic surgeon whose pro bono public work focuses on helping underdeveloped individuals in both developed and underdeveloped countries. I attended Lincoln Park High School and graduated with an international baccalaureate diploma. I am the first in my family to attend a university in the United States. I am also among the first students to be part of the Chancellor's Global Campus Certificate Program that I believe will influence the rest of my college career. I have obtained the skills through this program to utilize knowledge obtained from one course and apply it to another course. As such, I am becoming a globally aware student. Personally, I have been around the UIC campus since I was in the fifth grade. I attended the UIC Urban Health Program Saturday College. I always knew that I wanted to attend UIC, the Harvard on Halstead. With programs such as the Global Campus Certificate, there is no doubt that UIC offers students some of the best educational opportunities in the country. I am not a student who dreads coming to class every day. I am in an environment that I love and I enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you. I have only a few more comments. First of all, I'd like to, slide number 11, I'd like to thank Trustee Montgomery for conveying the board's deep commitment to minority vendors working with the university. We had the largest turnout ever for the Minority and Female Business Enterprise Conference. I also want to thank President Hogan for welcoming the group to the university. And I also would like to extend a special note of appreciation to Heather Haberacker and her team, as well as to the staff who helped to organize and implement the conference. Slide 12, I'm delighted to report to you that tomorrow Congressman Danny Davis will be here to kick off a major summit on health. He has invited, I believe, 200 to 300 Chicago public school students to join in the conversation, and we will be a part of that event. Slide number 13, please. The annual new student convocation and Chancellor's Block Party, you are all invited for barbecue and a little R&R on August the 21st. President Hogan has agreed to offer welcoming remarks. We will also celebrate, next slide, we will also celebrate the recent renovated classroom building, our Douglas Hall, on August the 24th. The lower right image shows the array of solar panels on the roof, and we plan to submit this building for our third official LEED certified renovation. Next. We will kick off the Chancellor's event and lecture series in the fall. The first exhibit will be at Hull House. The focus will be on the history of art education at Hull House and the working of teaching artists throughout Chicago. Not on this list, and I'll digress for a minute, the UIC leadership team will be meeting in August. We will be hosting Jim Duderstadt. Jim Duderstadt is President Emeritus of the University of Michigan. Jim is a member of the National Academy of Engineering, and he's internationally known as a thought leader in higher education. Jim will be discussing the privatization of public higher education at the leadership retreat. Please come and join us. And last but not least, the UIC College Prep will open in the fall. We will hopefully graduate the first class, the first senior class, in May of 2013. That's my report, and welcome to UIC. And thank you.
Thank you, Paula. We all appreciate it. And for a quick game of hot potato, I'm going to ask Ed McMillan to report as chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I will pass the hot potato very quickly to Trustee Oliver, who filled in my absence for the committee. So, Trustee Oliver.
Thank you, Ed. As most of you know, you can't exactly fill in for Ed. Ed is irreplaceable. The closest I can do was trying to dress like him today.
I got the word.
And I cannot divulge what lengths I went through to get his color coordination. So don't ask me.
You're smooth.
No, but anyway, the committee met on July 11th at 1 p.m. I was joined by trustees Montgomery and Strobel, as well as Treasurer McKeever. We first of all approve the minutes from the May